This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The good, the bad, and the ugly is brought to you by Marilyn Jockey Club.
Don't worry about cooking this Thanksgiving. Come out to Laurel Park for the annual Thanksgiving holiday day at the races. Visit laurelpark.com.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
The good, the bad, the ugly at 7:49. Ed Norris, what's good?
Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. I think this change, this guy's created a team and an environment in Detroit that has totally turned that franchise around, that city around. You know, our buddy, Michael. You know, Michael. He's from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's the guy that rode his boat ashore, right?
What?
Michael.
Michael rode his boat ashore.
Hallelujah. You don't remember when he did that?
No.
Okay, sorry.
No. Anyway, talking to Detroit fans, it's like, you know, there's a team that's never been to a Super Bowl. It's been perennially bad. They've been drafting well. They're coached well. They're aggressive in what they do. And, you know, and now
they have an identity, right? They know who they are.
They certainly are. I mean, you know, everybody made fun with the biting kneecap stuff. But, I mean, people want to play for this man. You know, and now you're talking about a team that's got, you know, a one-loss team. It was an early season loss to the Buccaneers. Game two. And that they haven't looked back. They've scored 52 points twice this year, people. They dropped 52 on Tennessee. They dropped 52 on the Jaguars. They're the top, obviously atop their division. I just think it's a great story, man. It really is. And they're a scary team because I look around the NFL. They're 9-1 right now. And they've also got 159, they're plus 159 in point differential. So they're winning by big margins and kicking people's asses. That's a really good team. I'm happy for them.
Guys, this right here is my bad.
Jackson. Keeping it. Jackson, fake. Jackson tosses. Incomplete. The pressure was there. Joey Porter Jr. flocking to the quarterback.
It was a QB. The QB run. They just stopped it. They did a good job.
They did a good job. It's easy to do a good job, especially when you don't have the biggest short yardage weapons on the field, arguably two of the best short yardage weapons in all the NFL. They're off the field. So let me guess what they're going to do. Oh, it's going to be all Lamar. Lamar, get us to the end zone in this two-point conversion. You don't have to be cute and creative when you're inside the five-yard line and you have Patrick Ricard and King Henry, Derrick Henry. In fact, why do you keep Patrick Ricard? It's a waste of having Patrick Ricard on the roster if you don't use him in moments like that. It's a waste of roster space. Get somebody else.
Even
put somebody else on the roster. Honestly, he's on the roster for that. That's why he's here.
And why did they? I mean, if you're going to run, fine. It didn't look like a run. It looked like it was set up for an option to run or pass there.
Yeah.
But there was nobody to throw the football to. And oh, by the way, they ran to the short side of the field. Yeah. They were on the one hash.
And there was nobody blocking for him. So it couldn't have been a run.
I mean, it looked like they were pass blocking, not run blocking, too. And by the way, look, I give Lamar credit for just chucking that damn thing up.
hoping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you
had to do something. Yeah,
you had to. Let me ask you this though, real quick, before I give you my ugly. There were people that said they thought they should have onside kicked.
No.
Even with the three timeouts, meaning if they pick up 5 yards or whatever, that they end up kicking a field goal. But now you have to score a touchdown with no timeouts instead of kicking a field goal in it. I thought kicking it long was the right
thing. This is what Harbaugh had to say about that.
We considered it. We felt like the best chance was to get a stop and get the timeouts, get the ball back with about 45 seconds, have a chance to get in field goal range and see if you can win it right there. We thought that was a better, and the percentages I think would bear us out as opposed to getting an onside kick, which is hard to do.
I'm with him on that. Jeremy Cohn, what's ugly?
Yeah, everything Ed said about the Lions, go the other way for the Jags. It's the exact opposite. They don't have a coach that they can trust. Doug Peterson's a dead man walking. Their quarterback play has been awful. Trevor Lawrence is hurt. Guess what, guys? But we got another number one or first round pick coming into quarterback. It's Mac Jones. Mac Jones, everyone. Mac Jones. He sucks. I mean, like, that was one of the worst. I'm watching the game going, okay, this is. They asked me on the pregame show, what's the one game you're not going to bet today? And I said, I wouldn't touch the Lions game. Because I have no idea what's going to happen. Like, do they go in and kind of overlook a Jacksonville team and they keep it closed? Could they get up three touchdowns and Jacksonville backdoor them? You know, like, all these things. No, they were just going to go in and beat their asses like they stole from them. It's almost like when they play an inferior opponent, bet Amon-Ra St. Brown to score a touchdown, bet David Montgomery to score a touchdown, bet Jahmyr Gibbs to score a touchdown, because you know where the ball's going. It's going to one of those three guys.
Yeah.
Montgomery scores a touchdown against every bad team they play. So the Jags just look awful, and I don't know if there's any end in sight for him, because the more and more I watch Trevor Lawrence, I'm going, I don't like it, but that dog don't hunt.
I would say, how do you feel about him now? Like,
I don't... I wanted to chalk it up to injuries.
What's the conversation we had at the beginning of the year?
Like,
we had at the beginning of the year.
I mean, he went to the perfect team because he's a Jag. Just another guy.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the three Lions, if you want to just bet them for touchdowns. Montgomery had two touchdowns. Gibbs had one, and St. Brown had two. So they had two.
This reminds me, I told people before, I'm not saying go in and bet all three of those guys to score an anytime touchdown. You're asking for a lot of things to happen. The Lions' point total, team total, was over like 30. So you're knowing that, okay, they're probably going to score four touchdowns, so I think there's some good anytime TDs. But it is interesting to look at it, because I don't know if you guys remember, 2 years ago I talked about the Braves. It was Acuna, Olsen, and Austin Riley. And you could even throw some other guys in there as well. Those three guys homered in the same game, I think, 9 times that year. And if you would have parlayed every game, put $10 on it, you'd have won so much damn money on a 3-team home run parlay.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that's what you do with this, but God, are the Jags awful. They stink.
Oh, big time awful.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.